Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In an effort to curb the lawlessness and egregious gang violence in Haiti, and at the request of the Haitian government, the United Nations approved a one-year policing mission there. The plan is to deploy 2,500 officers from various countries, with Kenya in the lead. The first contingent of 400 Kenyans arrived in Port-au-Prince in late June. Their mission is to quell the lawlessness and to help Haiti's government to reassert its authority over the country. Today, 23 gangs control around 80% of Port-au-Prince. Since February, they have been attacking government infrastructure. As a result of the violence, some 580,000 people have been displaced. The Kenyan-led Multinational Security Support Mission is the international community's response to calls from the Haitian people for support, said Assistant Secretary of State for International Narcotics and Law Enforcement, Todd Robinson.
The harrowing situation caused by gang violence in Haiti is a threat to stability in the region and demands an international response. The MSS mandate supports the Haitian National Police in their steadfast efforts to restore security and democratic order.
The U.S. government is providing over $300 million in assistance and up to $60 million in equipment for this mission, said Assistant Secretary Robinson.
We've delivered armored vehicles, drones, personal protective equipment, and assorted items for the HMP. The international support has helped bolster the Haitian National Police's ability to defend against the recent brutal wave of gang attacks, and we look forward to further support from the international community to support this mission.
In a recent meeting, Secretary Blinken and Haitian Prime Minister Garry Conille discussed the mission's next steps and the need for the establishment of an inclusive and credible provisional electoral council, said Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs, Brian Nichols.
This critical step toward that will give the Haitian people an opportunity to select their leaders democratically for the first time in years. The Secretary reaffirmed that the United States and other international partners stand ready to support the Haitian people, not only through our support for the Multinational Security Support Mission and the Haitian National Police, but other our broad humanitarian, economic, and development efforts in support of the Haitian people.
The United States' support for the people of Haiti remains unwavering, said Assistant Secretary Nichols. We stand with the international community in supporting this historic effort and will continue to do all that we can to be supportive.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.